I'd like you to turn with me to Psalm 69. Wednesday night, I spoke about Jesus bearing our shame, and I want to continue with that for a little bit. I'm going to go over a couple of the same verses I went over before. I'm going to begin. Psalm 69 is a psalm about Jesus. And if you read the whole thing, you will see verses that actually happened when he was on the cross and when he was walking on this earth. But I'm going to begin in verse 6. This is Jesus speaking, and he's speaking to Jehovah. And he said, "Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake." He said, "Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel." What's he talking about? He's talking about when he goes to the cross. Verse 7, because for thy sake I have borne reproach, shame has covered my face. This is Jesus. Shame has covered my face. If you look at the word reproach, it means blame. It means disgrace. It means insult. It means rebuke. So he's telling the Father, he said, "I have borne reproach, shame has covered my face." Now, let's go down to verse 19. He said, "Thou hast known my reproach and my shame and my dishonor." He said, "Mine adversaries are all before thee." He is telling the Father, "Thou hast known my reproach, my shame, and my dishonor." I said Wednesday night that Stephen's death is in the Bible. We have an account of how Stephen died. Stephen didn't die in shame. Stephen died with his head up. Amen. Stephen looked up and he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. Stephen did not die in shame. Jesus says here he died in shame. But you know what? Jesus had nothing to be ashamed of. Jesus had nothing to be ashamed of. Turn with me to, let's go to Luke 23. I'm going to begin in verse 4. I'll prove it to you. Jesus had nothing to be ashamed of when he died. Verse 4, this is Pilate. Then Pilate said to the chief priests and to the people, and he's talking about Jesus. Jesus is before him. Let's look in verse 1. And the whole multitude of them arose and led Jesus unto Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this fellow perverting the nation, forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying he himself is Christ the King." And Pilate asked him, saying, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" And he answered him and said, "Thou sayest it." Look at verse 4. Then Pilate said to the chief priests and to the people, "I find no fault in this man." Pilate, the chief of the area, said, "I find no fault in this man." Jesus had nothing to be ashamed of. Let's turn the page in my Bible. Go to verse 39. This is Jesus on the cross. This is the two thieves. And one of the malefactors, which were hanged, railed on him, saying, "If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us." But the other answered, rebuked him, saying, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing amiss." Jesus had nothing to be ashamed of. So why was he ashamed? Why did Jesus say shame had covered his face? Why did Jesus die in shame? Well, let's go to Acts 8. Acts 8. Verse 33, this is Philip, and he's speaking to the person from Ethiopia. I'm going to begin in verse 32. The place of the scripture which he read was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shears, so he opened not his mouth." And look at this next statement: "In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away." In his humiliation. In his humiliation. His judgment was taken away. Why? Why was Jesus in humiliation? Why? Let's go to Isaiah 53. I wasn't planning on going there, but let's go real quick. Isaiah 53, verse 4. "Surely, surely, surely, he has borne our griefs and carried our pain, our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted." But we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. We thought the shame, God put the shame on him, the reproach. But what's it say in verse 5? but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement, the punishment, the correction for our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Why was Jesus in humiliation? Because of us. Because he was carrying our sin. Because he was carrying our evil. Because he was carrying it in his soul. Have you ever sinned and felt guilty? Have you ever done something and been ashamed? Do you know at that moment on the cross, Jesus was carrying your shame, your sin, the thing you did? And you look, and you laugh at that. Turn to Psalm 88. I want to show you something. We all know Psalm 88 is Jesus in hell. I want you to turn to verse 3. I had a problem with knowing that Jesus took my sin, my sickness in himself, in his soul. I had a problem with that, and I asked God, do you know it says if you ask, you'll receive? If you'll seek, you'll find. If you'll knock, it'll be open to you. If you want to know about God, you ask, he'll show it to you. Now look in verse 3. It says, for my soul is full of troubles. Have you ever looked that word up? Have you ever bothered to look some of these words up? It said, for my soul is full of troubles. You know what that word is? Evil. Evil. Amen. Jesus said, my soul is full of evils. Full of evils. Wasn't Jesus evils? Jesus had done nothing wrong. Amen. What was his soul full of? Our evil. Our evil. Our sin. Our sin in his soul. I've said it before several times. When I was praying about this, God said, Kathy, Jesus didn't carry your sins in a suitcase. They were in his soul. And this verse says that. Jesus said, my soul is full of evil, our evil. That's why he was ashamed. That's why he was humiliated. Another verse. Let's go to Hebrews 12. We all like this verse. Hebrews 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, knowing what it was about, endured the cross, despising the shame. Despising the shame. Do you know if he despised the shame? That means he didn't look at it. He didn't regard it. But you know what it meant? It meant it was there. It meant it was there. His shame. He suffered shame. Whose shame was he suffering? He was suffering our shame. He was suffering our shame. He had nothing to be ashamed of, but he was suffering our shame. One last verse. Hebrews 13, verse 11. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people, that's us, with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us therefore go unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. Bearing his reproach. Do you realize that if you believe God, if you will believe what Jesus did for you, you will not ever have to bear the shame. Do you realize that if you believe this gospel, what Jesus did for you, you will not ever have to bear shame? It was already bore for you. Do you hear what I'm saying? If you believe the gospel, what Jesus did for you, you will not ever have to bear the shame. It's already been born. That is a marvelous, joyous thing to hang on to. I told you the story of when I was in school and when the scores didn't come back well. The reading scores were great. That was the one that really counted for the third grade. My scores for the reading were always 100%. Every student I ever had, Eventually, it might have been the end of the summer, but they passed that test. I had 100% rate. But that math test, that math test that rated the school didn't turn out well. And I didn't know why. Still don't know totally why. But you know what? I found out Jesus bore my shame. And if I had messed up, I had messed up. But it was taken care of on the cross, and I didn't have to walk the halls in shame. Jesus already bore it for me. Jesus was already in shame for me, and I could walk the halls. And you know what? I was justified from that whole situation. Justified. It's nice to be justified, and it's real nice not to have to bear the shame. Let's have the water of life, boys.